Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin Meseches Midos. So Meseches Midos, in a certain sense, is different than most Mishnayos because it's really just a description. It's we know that we've had two Batei Mikdash and the plan is to have a third Beis HaMikdash, and this is a description of what the second Beis HaMikdash looked like. Now, the Rambam writes in his introduction to Meseches Midos that it's important to study this because we're going to need to know exactly how to build the third Beis HaMikdash. That assumes two things. It assumes that the third Beis HaMikdash is similar to the second Beis HaMikdash, which if you study the Navi Yecheskel and his description of the third Beis HaMikdash, it's not exactly parallel, it's not exactly the same, but, you know, there are certain basic similarities. And the other assumption that Rambam seems to be making is that we're going to build the third Beis HaMikdash, unlike the Midrashim and the Rishonim quote the Midrashim, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down Min HaShamayim. So, okay, but be that as it may, it's worthwhile to learn Meseches Midos, because it's a Mesechta in Shas that describes the Beis HaMikdash. It should improve and enhance our yearning. So let's begin. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. B'shloshim mekomos kohanim shomer Beis HaMikdash. There were three places that the Kohanim would guard the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Avtinas, one place was Beis Avtinas, or Beis HaNitzotz, or Beis HaMokad. Those are the three places. V'alevim be'asrim ve'echad makom. And Levim would stand guard in 21 places. Chamish al chamish shari harabayis, five by the five gates of the harabayis. Arba al arba pinosu mitocho, four at the four corners on the inside of the harabayis. Chamish al chamish shari hazara, five Levim at the shari hazara, the five doorways leading into the hazara. Arba al arba pinosu mibachutz, four on the outside of the hazara in the four corners. V'achad belishchas hakarban, one Levi in the lishchas hakarban, which was one of the rooms in the Beis HaMokad where they kept the animals for the Karban Tamid. So one that was there. That's why it's lishchas hakarban, because they kept the karbanos that were offered every single day, twice a day. Ve'echad belishchas haparoches, and one in the lishchas haparoches where they made the paroches that would separate the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Kodesh. And another one behind the Beis HaKapores, meaning to the west of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the west of where the Aron Kodesh was kept. So Mishnah Beis, Ish Harabayis HaYimchazal, Kol Mishmar Mishmar, the guy in charge of the Harabayis would go around to check on each of the guards that were standing guard, Va'avukos Tolkin Lefanov, and he would have torches that were in front of him so it would light up the path for him, Va'kol Mishmar Sheinu Omid, and any guard that didn't stand when this Ish Harabayis came by, Omer lo Ish Harabayis, Shalom Alecha. The Ish Harabayis would say, Shalom Alecha, as a way of saying, hello, you know, I'm here. Nikar Shu Yashin, if the guy was like startled awake and was obvious that he was sleeping, Chovtu B'makalo. So the Ish Harabayis would hit him with his stick. Urashus Hayilo Lisrof his Ksuso. He even had the right to burn his clothing, as a punishment for going to sleep. Vehem Omer Makol Bazara. The people in Yerushalayim would say, what's going on in the Azara? Kol ben Levi loko begad of Nisrafim. And they'll realize, oh, it must be a Levi who's sleeping on the job. And they're beating him up or burning his clothing. Shiyashan al mishmaro, because he's sleeping on the job. Rab Lazar ben Yaakov omer, pam achas matzu es achi ima yashen visarfu es ksuso. He says, yeah, it happened in my family. My mother's brother was once caught sleeping and they burnt his clothing. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, we said that there were three places where the Kohanim would be Shomer the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Avtinas, Beis HaNitzotz, Beis HaMokad, and then we identified the 21 places where the Levim stood Shemira, and then in Mishnah Beis we spoke about how the Ish HaRabayis would go and check on the Shomrim, and if they were sleeping he would beat them up with a stick or burn their clothing, and that was something that people would hear about, and there was even a first hand account of someone who had such a thing happen in his family. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.